and welcome to Stories from the Bunker, the weekly podcast where we look at the weird and the wonderful, the strange and the supernatural. With me, Robin, today are Martin.
Oh, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. And Alex.
Hello there, Robin.
Hello there.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you. I'm looking forward to today's podcast. You've got a quiz for us, yeah?
I do, yes. Yeah. And I'm bringing back the, if you get a question wrong, you get a minus point.
Oh,
so it might be a bit interesting this week.
Bastard.
No rugby questions this week.
Oh,
well, that's
no
something.
But we're in the midst of the Rugby World Cup, Alex. At least a quarter of the questions should be about the Rugby World Cup.
And Martin's brought a more in-depth story.
I've got a legacy topic. One that we've actually covered a long time ago on the channel. Really? One of our first ever videos. Mm. Without giving too much away, it's about a ship that sank. And a
Titanic.
It's not Titanic.
It's not Titanic.
Oh.
Maybe I'll just leave it at that.
Ooh, that's very interesting. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
I've brought a kind of more recent story.
Ah.
It's about a remarkable story, actually, of three men who survived many hours at sea after their boat overturned.
We've both gone nautical. We haven't discussed this problem, have we?
No, this has turned out badly. But there's an interesting twist in the tale.
Okay.
Of mine, yeah.
I have no nautical-themed questions
there
in my
we
quiz
go.
This week.
So there's a bit of balance.
Bit of balance.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then you have all the people that hate nautical things just turning off right now.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. But if you feel like some relaxing, you know, kind of calming thoughts, just think of the sea.
Oh, well,
and our terrifying stories.
Yeah. Yeah.
People drowning.
Yeah, so. Same. One of mine.
No, I just love the thought. I just love the thought that there's like people who are passionately anti anything nautical that are just like, oh well, screw this.
Yeah,
turn it off.
fear of the sea and a hatred for all water based
life
things.
Forms. Nice.
Well.
Okay, so should we crack right on?
Yeah, please do. Tell us your story.
My story starts in July 1985. Any thoughts about what it could be?
No.
1985.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
A ship acquired by Greenpeace 8 years earlier called the Rainbow Warrior.
Ah, yes.
This is ringing a bell.
Ringing a bell?
This is it, yeah. Very briefly.
Okay, cool. So this ship, the Rainbow Warrior, exploded in the port of Auckland in New Zealand, destroying the boat itself and tragically killing one photographer on board called Fernando Pereira.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So the Rainbow Warrior, the ship that was owned by Greenpeace, was on its way to a protest against a planned French nuclear test in Mururoa, an island in the Pacific Ocean. I'm sorry if I mispronounced that. But previously used, they've obviously used the Rainbow Warrior previously to protest against things like whaling and unsustainable fishing.
So it was familiar,
chemicals in the
ship.
It was known around these parts for 8 years prior.
Right.
So they used it for this. So the French had done previous nuclear tests in this region and it had caused issues, the destruction of marine habitats. So Greenpeace's aim was basically to prevent this from happening by having protests in this exclusion zone around the island that basically people aren't allowed to go into because of the tests being conducted.
Okay.
And also they wanted to get people on the island itself. It's like this island in the middle where they're conducting the tests.
Wow, okay.
So it was a... they're pretty ambitious, but you know, Greenpeace, they're quite they're fairly, I mean, it's peaceful protest, Greenpeace, but they're fairly what's the word, proactive, militant's probably not the right word, but they're very proactive in terms of chaining themselves to runways and all sorts, right?
It's funny how I remember their reputation, or I remember like our parents' generation talking about their reputation throughout the 60s, did they start in the 60s and the 70s definitely, as being quite militant hippies was the
militant
term.
But also peaceful, right?
Yeah, but that's the thing, like when you look back at it, you're just like, they're not actually, like, that's behavior is quite acceptable now.
Yeah.
And it should be.
Yeah.
It's
peaceful
protesting. Yeah.
In fairness, if you call your organization, like, Pete has peace in the name, I'm going to assume that you're not peaceful.
Yeah.
Like,
we are the peacekeepers. Are you? What's the guns for?
There's been fairly democratic parties across the world or democratic countries that are probably the least democratic in the world, right? The Democratic Republic of Congo.
Yes.
North Korea as well.
Christian Democrats. There's quite a lot of parties in many dictatorships which are Christian Democrats or a combination of Democratic Christian or something like that.
Yeah, or National Socialist Party, who are not socialist, not from history.
But they were nationalists. Let's give them that.
They were nationalists.
Let's give them that.
Yeah, that's true.
They did that
true.
Really well.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Oh, goodness.
So, back to the Rainbow Warrior.
Yeah.
So, this explosion... I mean, what caused it and who was responsible? Those are the questions that are immediately asked in the aftermath.
Right.
So in the years leading up to this explosion in the Port of Auckland, the French government had sent agents on board of Greenpeace's ships, including the Rainbow Warrior, to ensure that they didn't go into the exclusion zones around where this nuclear test had happened. So it kind of, already there were definitely, there's definitely an argument to be made that, you know, could the French government have been involved in what had gone on? And could they have caused the sinking of the Rainbow Warrior and the drowning of this innocent man, just a photographer on board with Greenpeace, just to stop Greenpeace from sabotaging the nuclear tests?
So was there only one person on board? Like, did
No, there are others on board. And I mean, we'll find out that only this man drowned, unfortunately, because he was below decks,
was he?
And you know, he wasn't meant to drown. That will become apparent.
Interesting.
So initially, the French government just denied completely that they had anything to do with it. Of course you would, right? Because it's a terrible thing to have happened. Even if no one died, surely, like, sinking a boat and the recklessness of you know...
Yeah, in a harbour, right?
Exactly.
It was in Auckland, did you say?
In Auckland.
Wow.
So yeah, so they said, they basically said it had been done by an unknown terrorist organisation. Nothing to do with them.
Right.
As you would if you're a national government.
A terrorist organisation targeted a Greenpeace boat.
Exactly. Right.
That sounds makes
a lot of sense. They didn't think this through, did they? Considering they've had agents that have been on board other Greenpeace vessels before. It just seems a little bit...
A little convenient.
Exactly. So, yeah. So the New Zealand government, after this, set up an investigation. Of course they did. And very soon implicated two French secret agents called Captain Dominique Preyer and Commander Alain Moffat. As they were carrying passports which showed their true identities as members of the French Secret Service. Yes, it is Moffat.
Moffat.
M-A-R-F-A-R-T. Moffat.
We shouldn't be laughing at that. That's not...
It's still kind of funny. Yeah, I mean...
Yeah. And then maybe we can ask the word. It's just Alan.
Alain. 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 Okay. You're right, it's French.
Alain Moffat.
Alain Moffat. Yeah.
Okay, wrong part of the story to focus on.
Someone died.
So basically, it soon became apparent that these two had been involved in what was a much bigger scandal by this point.
Well, they conclusive proof, right? If the New Zealand authorities make a connection there, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. No, come on. It was a terrorist cell homegrown in New Zealand targeting Greenpeace. Come on, Robin.
I am notoriously the French, anti-Greenpeace.
The French government said so. I mean,
Of course. Of course, and the French government, as well as other governments, never lie. So it soon became apparent that this was a part of a much further-reaching plot called Operation Satanique, or Operation Satanic.
Oh, my word.
What?
In which the French... Yeah, great name for it, right?
That's an Are We the Baddies moment.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Are We the Baddies?
Are We the Bad Guys? So in this Operation Satanique, in which the French Secret Services, they plan to destroy the Rainbow Warrior in order to prevent it causing disruption to their nuclear tests. So... they basically, these two people were posing as tourists.
Right.
And got two divers, one called Jean Camard and Jean-Luc Kister, very French, to place limpet mines onto the side of the Rainbow Warrior, which blew the ship up and killed poor Fernando.
Oh, gosh. So they posed as tourists. What were they, like, distracting the crew, the Greenpeace
allowed
members?
Allowed them to get close,
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that. So, this is our plan. We're going to plant a mine. Let's hire two guys to do it.
It's just, isn't that crazy though?
That's mad.
I mean, of course, they used other names,
pseudonyms,
in order to remain anonymous. But
it's like classic spy thriller stuff, isn't it? Yeah. But yeah, again, the villains do this.
Yes.
The heroes don't do this stuff.
Of course not.
Yeah.
So the truth comes out, and the French government continued to deny that they had any knowledge of the plot. And basically said that they hadn't had information from the Secret Service that this was happening. And then they even had the audacity to place embargoes upon the New Zealand government, suggesting that they couldn't provide them with any of their exports unless these two agents that were being arrested were sent back to France.
What?
Yeah. What?
So they were defending them to the hill, basically.
Wow.
But doesn't that imply you're guilty? Like, if you're defending them like that, saying, send them back here, don't arrest them. Like, but we have proof, which is why we've arrested them.
But the French government insisted that it wasn't anything to do with them or their Secret Service. So give us our men back.
Well, that's not how it works.
Wow.
As in they're not guilty. So you so New Zealand, you can't arrest them and he's come back because they're not guilty.
Give us our spies back, okay? Because they're not guilty.
Well, exactly.
And you have them.
Yeah. Although interestingly, if this played out today and for instance, one of the two countries involved was a Middle Eastern country and the other was a Western country, there would be a different interpretation. Mm. There would I think we'd be more inclined to say somebody's lying in a, or someone might be arresting those agents on a pretense.
Mm.
But because it's New Zealand, I automatically assume they found the right guys. Yeah?
The idea, I think, was that, yes, they're members of the Secret Service, but no, they weren't involved in this plot to blow up the Rainbow Warrior.
Okay.
So they're not guilty of that. Therefore, you can't arrest them for that.
But again, that should be argued in the court of law. That's how the law works.
Exactly.
So what happened then? What did New Zealand do?
So the UN actually stepped in. So the UN eventually ordered France to pay New Zealand. They found basically that they've been guilty.
Yeah.
And they paid New Zealand and Greenpeace a total of around $15 million combined.
Oh.
$50 million. And they also paid Fernando Pereira's family. I think they paid his wife and his parents as well an undisclosed sum of money.
I hope it was a lot.
You'd hope so, wouldn't you? But if $15 million is paid to the New Zealand government and Greenpeace combined, I wouldn't expect it to be
I wonder who got the bulk of that money. Yeah. It was combined. I think
The New Zealand government got around, it was pretty evenly split, actually.
Oh, right. Okay.
That's I can't remember which good. One. One of them got $8.1 million. I can't remember which one.
Yeah.
That plan might have backfired. Well, then, you've stopped Greenpeace's plans. Oh, no, you've funded them for the next 10 years.
You've funded them, and you've also had to buy them another ship.
Yeah.
That was the other side of it.
What did they call the new ship?
Yeah.
They've
called it the Rainbow Warrior.
Yeah. Have they?
Yeah. Right.
Rainbow Warrior 2, I guess.
Well, I think it's just called the Rainbow Warrior. Because it was like, the ship can never be sunk. Well, it was sunk. Yeah, and actually...
kind of awesome, actually, that happened. That feels just...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and someone died.
It's a good thing. And also, after the incident and after the New Zealand government had implicated these two, a whole load of New Zealander ships went into that space, exclusion zone, to protest about what had gone on with the Rainbow Warrior being sunk.
It didn't work at all.
And as a result, the French government stopped all nuclear operations in there.
Yes.
Yeah, this does feel like...
Until 1995.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I remember now, there's that 1998 documentary about that lizard that got mutated by the French nuclear tests.
There you go.
Mm. Yeah, attacked New York, I think.
Yeah.
Lots of casualties.
Was that hosted by Matthew Broderick?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And it's critically acclaimed by everyone.
Yeah.
I think if you know the one back home, well done. If you don't, it's gone over your head. Don't worry about it.
It's
just a terrible, terrible Godzilla movie. So as a result... the French Minister of Defense, a guy called Charles Hernu, was forced to resign from his post in disgrace, and he admitted that there had been a cover-up of the sinking of the Rainbow Warrior and that the French Secret Service had done this whilst acting completely on their orders. He was like, well, we're not going to get very far with this. They admitted what they had done.
When was that, sorry?
So this was, I believe it was 1987, but don't quote me on it.
Oh, so it was not too long after.
But justice wasn't completely served. Because five other French secret agents who were in New Zealand at the time were given help to escape, so they never got taken to court.
Yeah.
Who were implicated in the blowing up of the Rainbow Warrior, and the New Zealand government released the two implicated agents, those two that were arrested, as a response of the compensation payout as part of the deal. And what's more, those two French agents then went on to be senior members of the French Secret Service and get rises and basically rose up the ranks and promotions.
Committing murder.
Basically. Yeah. Yeah, because murder was one of the charges against them.
To an ally.
Yes.
Well, not only the national of an ally nation, but in the jurisdiction of another ally nation.
Yeah.
Committed murder.
And they're attacking civilians who have a right to protest the government.
Yeah,
they're attacking civilians and trying to prevent their right to protest. So there's so much wrong with this.
They've prioritized. Well, it's kind of ironic, isn't it? They've prioritized testing weapons that could kill
millions
of people
by
killing people. Yeah. Right, it's like that's more important to them.
Yeah, and even the method as well. It's just like we want to test this explosion, so we're going to blow up the people. trying to stop us.
Yeah, it's horribly ironic, isn't it?
Yeah.
So as I said, they continued their military testing on the island in 1995, which of course caused incredible strain between them and New Zealand, and then of course Greenpeace.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, that is pretty much how the story ended regarding that.
Oh, that's sad. But although, question, if the Secret Service individuals are operating on the orders of their bosses, their nation, their government,
as you do,
there is a debate to be had that they shouldn't be held accountable.
People have autonomy, don't they? People have decision-making abilities.
Yeah.
I mean, you could say the same for those who are working at concentration camps in Nazi Germany.
Yes,
right?
That's the obvious.
That's the obvious parallel. Everyone brings up.
I was just following orders.
Yes. And you were just following a familiar line of questioning there, Robin.
Yeah.
No, it's true though. Like, where should that responsibility lie? Because it wasn't wholly placed on the French government, right? It was placed on the Secret Service and their action, what they call their action department.
Right.
Yeah, for actioning things. Very vague. Yeah.
But also, it was manslaughter, essentially.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
They didn't mean
to kill the guy.
The property damage is obviously extensive. That's deliberate and that's horrible. But also, that's bad.
It could be considered, I don't know, death by reckless something or other, right? Because they're blowing...
homicide, is that a thing?
If you're blowing up a boat with people on it... If you're going to kill... the chances are you're probably going to kill someone, right?
Yeah.
What they expected was that the first mine would go off.
Yeah.
It would give... Because it wasn't by any of the decks or the crew members' cabins or whatever, that they would give everyone enough time to evacuate before the second mine went off. And by that time, the boat would sink, everyone would be off, so there wouldn't be any death. I mean, how they thought they would get away with a subsequent investigation is beyond me.
Yeah.
But that was the idea, right?
Yeah.
Everyone have time to get off. They didn't mean to kill this person.
Yes.
But also, I imagine if no one had died, this wouldn't have been that big of a news story, or much less.
Yeah.
It would still be a conspiracy theory.
Yes.
But now it's actually
proven.
It's proven,
My favourites.
The investigation.
Proven years later.
Yeah. The investigation probably wouldn't have gone as far as it did because someone actually died.
Maybe not.
They would
maybe
have just
not.
Like written it off as, it was probably France, but...
And also, whatever. As you say, the kind of... The feeling around Greenpeace at the time was that they were militant. Not that they were terrorists, but that they were a militant organisation and nuisance who would go to any lengths to stop progression, right?
Yeah, people really didn't like them, particularly governments.
Yeah,
it's actually remarkable how, in the context of the Cold War, there is this perception that the Western governments as a whole were, defending individuals, defending democracy, defending the rights of and the lives of people. And then you find out they are the worst kind of right-wing governments, the ones who plot Watergate, who plot sabotage that turned into assassination of protesters.
And to a lesser degree, the Harold Wilson affair, right?
Spying on an actual left-wing prime minister and plotting a military coup. And it's just kind of... It's disturbing. And it just kind of... going on a tangent here, but it's one of those things where, as a student of history, the more you look at it and the more it emerges over time, you start thinking, obviously, the Soviet Union was a terrible thing and it was a terrible regime. Millions of people killed, particularly under Stalin. Mm. Lots of rights deprived. Lots of terrible quality of life. Widespread.
Oh yeah, awful.
But at the same time, they didn't have to try too hard with the propaganda against the West. because there's look at civil rights. Everything that happened in America in the 1960s. They just show that newsreel in Russia. Like, do you want to live there? It's like, no.
Yeah,
not
easy
really.
To spin right in either direction. Yeah.
They shot Martin Luther King. They shot their own president. They beat their own people, put tear gas on them. Do you want to do that? And it's like, nah, not really.
I think it's also partially why conspiracy theories are so popular these days and why they're so rampant in online because, people don't trust the governments and they don't trust them because all of this kind of thing has happened before in the past. People, believe that 9/11 was an inside job. Well, there is a historical precedent for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
With Operation Northwoods.
And then there was Iraq, falsified intelexence on a pretext for war.
Northwoods, Even Condor, MKUltra. Yeah, I mean, you just go down. There's a list, isn't there?
Even like the Men in Black that we spoke about the other day.
Yeah. The CIA thing. Were they?
Yeah.
Was the CIA? Or was
The Air Force.
The
Air Force sent like men in suits round to people who had seen UFOs. And tried to push them towards like, oh yeah, it was aliens, so that they didn't actually believe that it was military technology and that they were crazy nutters who believed in aliens instead. Yep. So a lot of the conspiracy theories that we see today are are, you know, based on, you know, shit that America did. Not just America, like other countries as well.
Of course.
But it was mostly America. But yeah, like France in this case.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, are they still testing bombs there?
I don't believe they are right now.
Because they've signed the non-proliferation treaty, right? So they presumably have stopped.
Yeah, I believe so.
But yeah, let's hope so.
It's one that I came across. I was watching some of the older ones again, and I was like, this one's too good to leave for another 6 years or whatever.
Yeah, it's so been a while, hasn't it? Yeah,
so I wanted to bring it to attention because I'm sure that a lot of you guys will know about it, but I'm sure there's a fair few out there who haven't heard of that one. So
have a
deeper look into it. Go and watch the video on our channel as well as the Men in Black one.
Yeah, we'll put a link in the description if you're watching this on YouTube. If you're not watching this on YouTube, then please give it a Google. Please tell us your thoughts on this story. Do you think the French agents were guilty, or do you think the French government was guilty and the agents should have been returned, or at least was it the right thing to do to return them in exchange for the compensation that was paid by the French government? Please let us know in the comments below or on Twitter. I'm at All Time Robin.
At All Time Martin.
At Alex Brown ATC. I can never
remember. You just want to say All Time Alex, but that's wrong. You're just getting randomer.
It was already taken.
Yeah. And speaking of comments, YouTube comments of the week.
I've got a comment from Karen R, who says, this is about our last podcast.
Okay.
This is like watching three elderly grannies sipping tea and talking about the neighbours, spelt without a U. So,
American.
Yeah, that's your first mistake there. But Karen, I'm fine with that. Sipping tea, I mean, water.
Yep.
You did have tea, but it's gone. And
I've got water.
Water as well, so you're wrong there as well. But overall, though, being a granny sipping tea sounds like the ideal life, so I'm happy with that.
Also, we've got pretty interesting neighbours if they're up to the kind of things that we talk about.
Talk about the neighbours who have just killed a photographer on a ship.
Yeah. I mean, interesting but scary neighbours. Stephen King book. I've got a comment from last week's Mystery Files or this week's Mystery Files. I'm confused.
Which one?
To where
the
we
Men
are
in Black?
Now.
Men in Black.
Men in Black.
This week.
Yes. Five more Men in Black stories. Very good video. You two were on it. I loved it.
Okay, if I do say so myself.
Yeah.
In terms
of
trying to explain who the Men in Black might really be, Nustada has an interesting theory. It says they are all Jehovah's Witnesses. Possible. Yeah.
was that it?
That was all.
Okay.
What are your thoughts?
the only connection I've got is that they're people that come and visit you.
Knock on your door.
I feel like as soon as you listen to what they have to say, you'd be pretty sure that they're not Men in Black, because they wouldn't be going
that's
on
true.
About UFOs. You know?
Going on about God.
May we talk to you about our Lord and Savior?
They appear everywhere, though, don't they? Like, it might be my in-laws. They went camping, and they're like in a field.
Really?
And Jehovah's Witnesses like came to their tent.
No
just,
way!
Like, how are you here?
What?
Leave us alone! Yeah.
Wow.
That is mad.
They get everywhere.
That's dedication.
They get everywhere.
Sand.
Like sand. Yeah. I hate sand.
It's coarse and rough. Also got a question on the same video from Chelsea Michelle.
Oh, okay.
Who,
nice ring to it.
Quite a few comments actually along this nature. I just wanted to clarify the situation. She says, Martin, are you feeling okay? You don't sound very well. Bless you. This is on the video.
Which one was this?
Men in Black.
I sneezed at the beginning of that. Do you remember? And then I've got a bit of a blocked nose throughout the rest of it.
Yeah, a few comments were worried that you had a cold.
Yeah, so. Worried. Yeah. Well, still a bit of a cold, but I'm okay. Yeah, of course, I'm good. Cold's a cold. It is what it is.
You're on the mend.
Yeah, we're good.
Okay, good.
Have you got a comment, Alex?
So El Loco, this was on our last podcast, said people actually ran up to the gate. This was referring to Area 51.
Oh, right, yeah.
People actually ran up to the gate. People ceased to amaze me. And actually... Yeah, I think it's...
People cease to amaze him.
Yeah. Like, I think it's actually pretty impressive that from a Facebook page, people did actually end
up... So people don't amaze.
Yeah.
Never cool. cease and never cease.
Never cease to amaze.
Did he say never? Or did
he did say cease to amaze me.
Right, okay, just checking.
I think he meant never cease to, and people never cease to amaze me, surely.
Yeah.
I mean, we're putting words in his mouth now. Maybe he did mean it, literally. Yeah. Like, people no longer amaze me.
Yeah. There's nothing else to amaze me. People have now ceased to amaze me.
Henceforward, no one can ever amaze me because these guys have amazed me so much. by running up to the gate in Area 51.
Maybe. It doesn't make sense. No, never ceased. He just missed out the word never.
Whatever you meant, I interpreted it like never ceased to amaze me because this started from a Facebook page.
It's true.
And ended up with people actually running up to Naruto, running up to the gates of Area 51.
Someone got arrested.
Even if it was only like a couple of hundred people or however many we said.
Yeah, it could have been a couple of hundred,
I think that's pretty impressive.
Oh, yeah, like, that is pretty impressive.
It looked quite fun. Going. I'll be honest. I know that, I think it was the BuzzFeed went there. They took a team to one of the parties first in Vegas and then went on to Area 51.
Yeah.
And it seemed like a pretty good chill vibe. Yeah.
Oh,
at one point, it was estimated that there were more reporters and YouTubers at these locations than actual people.
I've got to be, yeah.
So
if they did an extra, I'd be up for it, for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
If we could have afforded the flights, we would have done it.
Head over to our Patreon and send us to AlienCon 2020.
Yeah. I've got one more comment I'd like to share, which just amused me. On our video, did Nicolas Cage find the Holy Grail?
Oh yes.
And 87 Flea says, Cage equals Grail. That's how he has stuck around so long. I thought
flawless. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I buy that.
Just look at him. Look at him, ageless. Mm.
I don't know. In that thumbnail, he's starting to age. Aged a little bit.
Yeah, his hair is not that color naturally.
Yeah.
Moving on to the topic that I wanted to talk about. Similarly nautical, but slightly happier ending, actually, I think.
You said people drowned at the beginning of this.
People didn't drown, actually.
Oh.
This is the point of the story. So, remarkable incident. Three men off 30 miles off the coast of Colombia, were found floating in the sea after their boat had been overturned by a storm.
Yeah.
And they'd been there at least 3 hours, possibly as many as 7 hours in shark-infested waters.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've seen films about this. Yeah, they don't end well.
Yeah, that's the thing. It did end well in terms of life, the preservation of life. Mm. They're picked up by army officers. I'm not quite sure what the army officers were doing on the sea, but they were. 30 miles off the coast of Tumaco. And they didn't have any life jackets or life preservers.
They just holding on to bits of the boat, or
Here's the twist in the tale: they were holding on to basically a kind of flotilla of black boxes.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Black boxes. And the men were scooped out of the water, and they brought in all these black boxes that they were floating on. And it turned out the black boxes were full of 1,265 kilograms of cocaine.
Oh,
which I thought was...
They must have been like, rescue us, but don't drink the drugs. Don't drink the boxes.
So they were clinging to the drugs.
Yeah.
So there you go. Cocaine can save lives.
that's mental.
I can't say that.
That's not the moral of this.
Yeah, I mean, it did, but doesn't, right?
Yes, it did, but doesn't. And hopefully they'll spend a long time in jail.
Yeah. That's one of those things, isn't it? It's like, can I just bring the box in, but don't look in it. It's fine. Like, this saved. I want to keep it as a memento because this saved my life.
Yeah.
And I'll take it the other one.
I'll never let go of this box.
If you look at the picture, it's ridiculous. There's like 30 of these boxes and they're just floating on them. It's like, but I'm amazed the sharks didn't get them. That's a big, juicy target right there.
I mean, imagine the sharks on coke.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
The sharks are just jumping out of the water and landing.
I mean, they'd probably just die. When
they would just die, I think.
Don't want to be a buzzkill here, guys. But
actually, yeah, maybe there's some dead sharks just out there because they had some cocaine.
Maybe the cocaine like warded them off, you know? Maybe the scent of it or something. I don't know.
Has anyone studied this? Somebody should, maybe.
Hmm.
How often does it happen that cocaine gets spilled into the sea off the coast of Colombia? I'd say probably more often than you think.
Yeah, I guess it'd be quite dilute, though, wouldn't it?
Mm.
Maybe. The sea is a big place.
But also, isn't it like shark attacks are very rare because sharks don't like the taste of human, right? Apparently. Could be an online rumor.
They're a lot rarer. No, I don't know if that's the reason, like, but they are a lot rarer than you think. Certainly fatal ones are very, very rare, aren't they?
That's interesting. They don't like... It's like...
Yeah, because we're quite bony. There's not a huge amount of meat on us.
True.
And, I don't like human. Just try it. That's probably why it's not fatal. They just have a little bite and like, nah. Not fussed.
Yeah. But it's also like there's the whole thing where one drop of blood and they go mad.
That's bullshit?
Not true, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying this and I'm about 75% sure, so don't take it at my word. I mean,
the blood thing is that they can smell blood from far away, isn't it? Like a mile away or something silly like that. Maybe it's not that far. But they hunt with the smell of blood, so if you're bleeding in the water, a shark would detect you if it's interested in you. But I suspect maybe it's Finding Nemo that's created that myth of like blood makes sharks go mad.
Oh yeah, maybe
it makes vegetarian sharks go mad.
Very true. Yeah.
Come on, use your head.
There was that theory we made a video about it, didn't we? Was off the coast of Egypt. There's a couple of tourist resorts where there are unusual shark attacks. Again, the number of them, it was a period of 2 weeks, and there were 6 or 7 people attacked by sharks, and I think one of them, maybe two of them, were actually killed. And it was less like, okay, this is unusual, this has never happened before. And
I vaguely remember this.
Big tourist areas, beaches and things like that, and we never get sharks of that size, so why are they here? And then they found off the coast of Israel the same kind of shark with some kind of, a device attached to it.
Yeah.
And there was the theory, unproven as yet.
Oh yes,
Israel has been kind of training sharks using little sonic devices to control their brainwaves and direct them towards other countries in the area that Israel doesn't get along with very well, to damage. In this case, the theory was it was trying to damage Egypt's tourism industry. Yeah.
Yep.
Are we sure the device wasn't a laser beam on their heads?
I like that. Netanyahu just like, I want sharks with laser beams attached to their heads. Oh dear.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was my story. There's really not much to it. It just really amused me when I saw these guys.
It's a cool story.
Incredible things. Like, I survived 7 hours in shark infested waters. How? By holding on to the cocaine.
Yeah.
That's why I'm here today.
He sells in jail.
His cellmates. Yeah.
It's a good story, but you know, there's not much more to it, really, is there?
No, not really. Just a small fun one.
Yeah,
no,
it's cool.
Yeah, kind of contrast with yours, I suppose.
I also didn't realize that cocaine was buoyant as well. So.
Mm. Yeah, that surprised me.
I imagine that maybe there's air in the box.
Not totally full.
Yeah, maybe.
Otherwise, it would just sink.
It was all like wrapped in them, like tight.
I imagine they do it on purpose in case it goes overboard, too.
So it floats. You want
it to float, wouldn't you?
Maybe, yeah. That's a good idea. You can just throw it overboard when the Coast Guard come.
Yeah.
But why do they always do that? They always seem to, in movies and TV, drugs are always like really tightly wrapped in plastic, aren't they?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I don't know. Why is that a thing?
Why are they wrapped in plastic? Well, I guess you can fit more in, right?
Yeah, I guess. Like, is it vacuum packed? Do they? What's the technique there?
What is it?
Please. Well,
anyway, any cocaine smugglers out there? Yeah. What's shrink wrap, right?
Yeah,
is it blocks.
What is it? Yeah.
Cover it in paper bag.
How do they do it?
So that you're.
Yeah. What's it like in cannabis?
Easier to hide.
Like wrapped in foil or just in a paper bag. But in these hard drugs, it's always cellophane and like tightly. Like, looks quite professionally done. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, if you're going to do it, you know, at least put your all into it. That's what I say.
Yeah, make a good job of it. Right. Shall we have a quiz?
Yeah. Let's do it. Enough of that. How many kilos of cocaine was that?
Okay, guys, welcome to this week's quiz.
Quiz!
As always, you know the rules by now. We've done like 50 of these.
What are the rules?
Have we?
10 questions, well, plus a bonus question. Let's hear your buzzers.
But there is
another
rules these time.
Oh, actually, yeah, there is. That's true.
You know the rules. No, we don't. Yeah.
So in this quiz, this is going to be, there's a bit of general knowledge, bit of news questions, also there will be trick questions towards the end.
No.
I will tell you when these questions come up.
Oh, they're tricks now, though. Towards the end, trick questions. We know that now.
If you give me a set answer, that will set off the klaxon. It's the QI thing, you know.
Okay, right. Wrong if answer goes wee, lose points. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
But it has to be a specific wrong answer.
Okay.
So don't feel bad about having a guess, because it might be right.
Okay.
So, do you want to hear our buzzers?
Let's hear your buzzers. Robin, what have you got for me?
Classic.
Yep. Episode 3, Star Wars.
Yes.
Mm.
I've got something a little bit older. Do you know where that's from?
I heard it before, but it's okay. You say
Ace Ventura.
Ace Ventura.
Pet detective or nature?
I think it's the beginning of Nature Calls when he's climbing the cliff.
Mm.
Oh yeah, he's climbing the cliff.
And he's like,
oh, that's so sad.
I wouldn't do that if that was you. And then he goes,
he drops the raccoon. Is that right?
If I were you, then you. If you were me, then I'd be you, and I use your body to get to the top of the mountain.
Oh yeah,
I haven't seen it in a decade, but
that's such a good
something like that.
Nice.
Oh, right, good. Kay. Crack on.
All right.
Question one.
Yeah.
Bedford Philbasket, Predora, and Welland are all types of which vegetable?
Bedford filibasket.
Like a, it's like a hyphen.
Potato.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
Get out.
Cauliflower.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
Kind of a bit similar, I guess.
Cabbage.
No. Do you want a clue? Should we have a clue?
Sure, I'll have one more guess.
One more guess.
Then the right amount of guesses.
Yeah. Okay.
Bedford. Broccoli.
No, that is incorrect.
Are there types of broccoli? I thought broccoli was just broccoli.
There are different types, I think.
Tender stem. Tender stem. Yeah.
If you're feeling fancy. Okay.
Clue?
Yeah.
Christmas.
Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, my buzzer was too far off then.
What's going on? Go on then. Question two. Go for it.
It's too short. That's the problem.
Okay, you good? Well.
It's going mad.
Oh my God, Robin.
Okay, ready.
You good?
Yeah. Ready.
Okay.
Yeah.
Question two, 1-0 to Martin.
Thank you.
What sport did James Gibb invent in 1890? I'll give you a clue. It's not rugby.
I know that.
Tennis.
No. Not tennis.
Yeah. I'm going to go for James Gibb.
James Gibb.
1890.
Sport.
What about someone like... Squash?
It's not squash, no.
Badminton.
It is not badminton.
We're all on the same.
Okay, one more guess, Martin, and I'll give you both a clue.
Okay, one more guess. My one more guess is going to be... snooker. Same sport.
Incorrect.
Just offended loads of snooker players out there.
Okay, again, fingers on buzzers.
Okay.
Forrest Gump.
American football.
Oh, yeah, he did play that. No, that's incorrect. The other sport he liked.
Running?
Okay, well, yeah, he did running as well, but it's not that. That's also incorrect. The other sport.
Playing
that.
Table tennis,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or ping pong.
Ping pong. Playing that? Yeah, and he's in the army as well. Yeah, he's really good.
Loves it.
Yeah.
Okay, we got there in the end. 2-0 to Martin.
I can't believe I forgot that. Robin, sorry about my buzzer.
Get your buzzer under control. Okay.
I have the high ground.
Question three.
Okay.
A word, phrase, or sequence that reads the same backwards as forwards is known as what?
Palindrome.
It is a palindrome.
Yay.
Very good.
Some examples could be Hannah, yes. Robin, what is going on with your buzzer? Do you want to change it? Do you want to change it to something else?
Maybe. This is mental.
It's a two-second clip that just keeps doing its own thing. Okay, sorry.
I've heard Ewan McGregor say, I have the high ground so much. Okay.
Sorry, did you have a supplemental question there? What was it?
No.
Other words with the...
Any more palindromes? Never odd or even sentence.
Whoa.
Never odd or even is also a palindrome. Are you trying to work it out? Because I assure you it is wrong. Was it a rat I saw?
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that one. That's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, question four. That's 2-1 to Martin. The Thomas Cook Group... Oh, this is a closest wins question, so you know. The Thomas Cook Group recently dramatically collapsed, but can you tell me when the company was formed? Closest wins. Neither of you want to guess, do you?
I'm going to go quite early. I'm going to go for... 1865.
I'm going to go for 1831.
Okay. Well, I'm really sorry to both of you.
Oh.
I mean, Martin gets it, but it's actually a trick question. You don't lose a point.
Yeah.
But the Thomas Cook Group was actually formed in 2007.
I got redone.
Really?
You're thinking of the original company, Thomas Cook, or Thomas Cook & Son.
No, it wasn't.
Which was founded in 1841.
Oh,
so you're both in between, actually.
What did I say?
1860s. You said 1831. So you were actually closest. But sadly, that wasn't the question I asked.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Fine.
And it was originally founded to carry supporters of not drinking alcohol.
Temperance people.
Yeah. It was originally founded to carry temperance supporters by railway between the cities of Leicester, Nottingham, Derby, and Birmingham. That was why it was originally founded.
That's a very specific business model.
Yeah. Yeah.
It expanded in 1850 to do tours of Europe, I think.
Okay.
But yeah, pretty...
For people that still people who don't drink.
I'm not sure if it was just for those people after that. But,
and to this day, well, they don't serve anything now, but until a few weeks ago, they didn't serve any alcohol on board on flights.
Really?
Really?
No, that's bullshit. They did.
Oh, okay. Okay.
At least I assume they did.
Come along.
That's why they went. That's why they went under.
Yeah.
Okay. Question five.
Give me a second.
Five the high ground.
This is insane. Okay.
It's fine. It's fine.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
So that's what's that now? 3-1.
You got that one. Yeah. 3-1.
Yeah.
Okay. Question five. On to some. I mean, that was kind of news related, I guess. What question five? What stealth puzzle game was recently released that has taken the internet by storm?
I can't remember what it's called.
Stealth puzzle game.
I can't remember what it's called, so I'm not going to shout out because
I am unfamiliar.
Is it Closest Wins? Because I might know a word or two.
If you're relatively close, I'll give you that.
I'll be after one important word. Actually, I don't know if it's stealth, but is it that goose game?
It is the untitled goose game. Yeah.
Nice. Of course.
Yeah. It's a stealth game.
It's a stealth.
Technically,
right, I see what you mean.
Technically,
I thought you meant like it was
a
puzzle game that had been stealthy.
Oh.
It's a stealth, puzzle game.
Sorry.
Yeah.
That's
should have specified.
No, that's fine. I should have remembered it. I remember the untitled goose game. I'm annoyed that it's called Untitled Goose Game because it has a title.
Untitled Goose Game.
Yeah. It's
just
true.
Goose Game. Just call it that. Yeah. Like Goat Simulator is fine. Goose Game is fine. Anyway, well done. 4-1 to Martin.
Angry.
Angry about that darn goose.
Yeah. Okay. Question six. Which U.S. representative did President Trump recently accuse of treason?
Probably Schiff.
It was Adam Schiff, Schiff. Seems to be taking this whole impeachment thing a bit hard.
But the thing is, the logic he's employing that Republicans are conveniently overlooking is exactly the same logic that Richard Nixon got in trouble for, which is the president, any action against the president is treason. Like the president represents the country and is the thing against which treason is committed. It's like, no, that's not how it works, Mr. Trump.
Yeah. Anyway, that's 4-2 to Robin. Ooh. No, 4-2 to Martin.
Well, that was a swift reversal.
Okay, question seven.
Yeah.
Speaking of Donald Trump, who is he describing here? Should I do the impression? She seems like a very happy young girl looking forward to a bright and wonderful future.
Greta Thunberg, is that
it? It was Greta Thunberg, he posted that on Twitter after her passionate UN speech.
Did he say something bad about her as well?
I think that's all I remember, but it's kind of layered in.
Oh, yeah, because she made that her Twitter.
Robin, what is going on?
Her Twitter bio thing became that, didn't it? Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But yeah, that's that. Yeah, how are you doing? You okay?
Sorry.
I think Robin's made a dramatic recovery, isn't it? It's 4-3.
Well, but there's just certain distractions going on at the same time.
Hey, I'm having to deal with it too, mate.
But now we enter the Klaxon questions.
So three of them. There's three of them.
Goodness.
There is three of them. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
What color is water?
Oh. No. Is it? Clear. There's the buzzer.
Oh, really?
Yes, lose a point.
No, because should be blue.
What?
No,
Should be blue.
No, you're wrong.
The sea.
No,
blue and
you're wrong.
Wrong.
Okay, it's green, isn't it? Yeah.
No, mental. No, Martin, you're wrong. It's not clear. It is blue.
Oh, really?
What? So you lose a point. You said
this
clear.
Is bullshit.
You said
I'm not
clear.
Enjoying this.
Clear is wrong. You got it wrong, and that's the Klaxon.
Yeah. So what kind of blue is
you said? You said to answer that with the Klaxon thing. Anyway, just carry on.
Wait, what?
Bullshit. I might not answer another question in this quiz.
Wait, what? I'm so
confused. I might protest against this and not answer another question. Go on, give your reasoning.
It would be in your interest because exactly. Now you're on three all.
You gave the wrong answer.
What's the answer?
The answer is blue.
And why?
You didn't give me a chance to say it, of course. But, you know.
So while small quantities of water appear transparent, pure water is actually blue and is caused by selective absorption of and scattering of white light.
Wow.
Apparently. So,
weird.
What kind it can
of,
obviously...
I still want to know what kind of blue, because obviously the seawater, when you're looking at the surface, don't do that. It's reflecting the dust. It's reflecting the sky, isn't it? Seawater. The surface of the water.
Yeah, that's why it appears blue.
Yeah. So that blue is sky blue because it's reflecting the dust, the color of the dust in the atmosphere, refracting light from the sun. But then you get, you know, if you take some river water in your hand, it's probably going to look brown.
Yeah,
green, green, or brown. Like minerals and that kind of thing.
Yeah, that would change the color.
Yeah. But pure water does have a blue tinge to it.
So. Fair enough. To see. Pure Fair water, enough. Please.
Yeah, which so, I should have had
Evian.
A mug.
Is Evian pure water? Because that's what's got a blue tinge. Is that just the bottle?
No, because that kind of thing has tinged, like right? minerals and stuff from.
Oh, okay. So that's just.
You mean like when water? What's the word? What's the word when you filter it?
Pure H2O.
No, not
filtered.
No, not filtered, but when you distilled. That's it. It's distilled water.
I'm not. I don't know. I'm not a scientist.
Okay, fair enough.
Do I need to explain the Claxon thing again?
No, I get it. I was just annoyed.
Oh, okay.
You lost the point. So that's three or two questions.
This is stupid.
Question nine. What is the main chemical component of the air we breathe?
Oh, it's
Robin was there first.
Maybe I shouldn't have done this. Did you say the main chemical component?
Yes.
I'm wrong if I say nitrogen.
Nitrogen is correct.
Oh, phew. So what was the Claxon one?
The Claxon's oxygen.
Oh.
If you guessed oxygen, that would have been nitrogen.
I would not have guessed oxygen or nitrogen because it makes up like 80% of it, doesn't it?
Yes. Nitrogen is 78.09%. Mm. Oxygen is a measly 20.95%.
That's pretty much it then, isn't it?
And then you got like 1% argon, 0.04% is carbon dioxide, and small
argon.
Amounts of...
More
of
argon.
Gas.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's amazing.
There you go.
Yeah.
1% argon.
Well.
Okay. Final question. And
I've got to guess this then.
It's 4-3 to Robin at the moment.
Okay. I mean, that is deductible. Oh my
what
god.
Is going
is that
on,
the Champions
Robin?
League theme?
it's the damn.
I'm going to start throwing out disqualifications next.
It's fine now. It's because it's just going mad.
Okay, you good?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, good to go. Yeah.
Question 10.
Sorry. Question 10. 4-3 to me. Sorry, not gloating.
It's all right. No, it's 5-4, isn't it?
No, it's not.
It's 4-3. You lost a point, Martin.
It was 4-3.
I lost a point. Of course I did. That bullshit. Yeah, carry on.
What was the nationality of the inventor of the helicopter?
I don't know what the... What,
boy, I don't, anything would be wrong. There's 200 countries, aren't there? That's 199 potential wrong answers here.
Yeah, but it's like...
Yeah.
Who you would think is the... It's only the trick question. You can have a guess and be wrong, and it won't set off the clacks and you won't...
So the trick question guess is probably the US. So I'm not going to say that.
Yeah. Wild guess. Belgian.
It is not Belgian, no.
Britain.
It's not Britain. Not British.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Helicopter?
Maybe.
It depends. Is this the modern helicopter or just the
it's
helicopter?
The aerodynamic form of the helicopter. So it doesn't actually... They didn't make a working helicopter.
No, okay.
Italian.
No!
Because you're thinking of Leonardo da Vinci. And that is the trick.
Darn it.
So you have fallen into my trap.
It's three all again.
And it is three all.
What was the question? What was the answer, sorry?
The answer is Chinese. From China.
Right.
But then... They had an ancient toy called a bamboo dragonfly that uses helicopter mechanics that dates back to the 4th century AD.
How did it work? Did they throw it in the air? Or did it want, like, you know, those toys where you pull it and it kind of...
I'm not sure, actually. I should look it up. But
I love the this thing that you're doing, Alex, where you lose a point for questions you get wrong. It's fantastic.
You like it now?
Yeah, I like it.
Oh, it's
really,
yeah,
it's really, really good.
Very sincere. just
the quiz is over, Ron.
Oh, there's one more question, though.
Actually, yeah, one more question.
Is this okay. also a trick?
It'll be closest wins,
is this
right?
a trick question?
This is not this... a trick question. Okay, we're back.
This is
okay.
a normal question. We're back in the normal bonus question.
Back from
question.
The Twilight Zone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You got your... the buzzer sorted.
I hope so.
Did the buzzers matter for this one?
Yeah.
Might do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I think right. so. Okay. Since 1918 in the UK, what has happened 5 times in October, but only twice each? Sorry, but only twice each in November and December.
A eclipse.
That was going to be my answer.
Yeah. That's incorrect. Good guess though.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think why. Yeah, why would it be time certain of times year, of year? Yeah.
If you have a guess, Robin, I'll give you a clue.
Okay, let's go harvest moon.
Incorrect. Yeah. It's not anything... I'll say...
Ooh.
With the situation happening in the UK at the moment, it may be a relevant thing in the near future. So think about the news going on today.
I was
going to
say Halloween. I was like, wait a second. Wait a second.
Think about the news, the news yeah. in general and... Yeah. It's very likely that this
I've
might
got it,
happen.
But I can't press it. I can't press it in time.
It is, though.
Act
it is
out, I can't press
act
it.
Act it out.
Beep. Lahoo's a her.
Yeah.
Go on.
Government being paroled.
Incorrect.
Yeah.
Oh. I have the high ground. That's kind of right. Election. General election.
General election, yeah.
Really?
That's
really?
Right. Yeah, it's only happened 5 times in October
yeah.
and twice in November and December, twice
that's actually
each.
More than I thought. I, just kind of, I don't know why I thought it was like traditionally May, June.
It is summer, isn't it, usually? Yeah. No,
yeah,
well
which
done.
I guess out of 100 years, actually, yes, that's not many times, is it?
Which is interesting because it looks like, you know, chances we might be having
yeah.
one.
Yeah,
seems likely.
Yeah.
Soon.
Yeah.
yeah.
Although who knows what will happen, really.
Don't know what elections those were, by the way. So, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you know.
Can't give matter. You any more information.
Back in good old days, when they call elections willy-nilly. Just, let's have an election today.
But there you go, yeah. Robin. You snatched victory from the jaws of defeat.
Congratulations. Very good.
Well done, sir.
Very
good. Well done.
Very good.
It was all, you know, it could have gone either way, really.
Yeah.
We got there in the end.
At least that buzzer's done.
For several yeah, hundreds
sorry about
times.
The buzzer. That was awful.
Obi-Wan.
Yeah. But did you know that I have the high ground?
And I'm a loser.
on
this quiz, yeah.
Yeah, well, how do you guys do at home? Please let us know. No cheating. Send us your answers. Or your scores. We don't actually need your answers because we've got the answers. But... And please send us your thoughts on this week's topics. And thank you again to all of our Patreon supporters for all your support all this time. They'll be getting their exclusive Patreon podcast or mini podcast very soon. We'll be recording it after this.
Yep.
And we'll see you next time.
Yes, goodbye.
Bye-bye.